like I remember you. Do you spend your life going back in your mind to that time?
Hello and welcome to Twilight Talks, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything to do with the Twilight series by Stephanie Meyer. We are your hosts. I'm Catherine.
Major.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Gerida.
And today we're going to start off by wishing the author of this wonderful series, Stephanie Meyer, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
happy
Stephanie.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Yay.
Confetti. Balloon.
Well, hopefully by now we all know, obviously, the casting of Edward, Robert Pattinson. And hopefully you've all listened to our last podcast, in which Becky, Marzia and Lindsay talk all about their thoughts on the casting of Edward. But Jared and I weren't there to record. So we're going to start off with our thoughts. So Jared, what do you think of Robert Pattinson as Edward?
Well, I certainly wasn't expecting it, but I didn't really know who was going to get the role. I always thought it would be good if they got an unknown person, because then there was no... Like, it was completely fresh, and everyone could just be like, oh, it's their first movie or first feature film, and everyone could be like, oh yeah, he's good in it and stuff, but it's Robert. So, I think he can pull it off.
Well, Robert hasn't done that much. He really is only famous because of Harry Potter. I mean, that's the only reason why I know him, because he played Cedric in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. But all in all, I was quite happy with the decision because I didn't have any, like, preconceived ideas about who I wanted to play Edward. And I think he looks a lot like Edward, I think, personally. Maybe not his hair colour, but, yeah, that's what I think. I'm pretty happy with the decision.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see then.
Okay, we will. So, shall we launch straight into our main discussion? Lindsay? What have we got for our main discussion?
So, Marzia and I came up with this week's main discussion. Marzia had the idea that we should just compile a list of sort of smallish questions that we could just debate. So, our first question is, what is Bella's vampiric quality going to be when Edward changes her? Assuming she's going to be changed, because I think that's a fair assumption. So, we've heard before that she has a very private mind, but... Is that all that she's going to carry to her, like, vampiric life, if that's what you want to call it? Or do you guys think there's going to be something else, something more important?
I think her power would have something to do with her... Sorry.
No, you go.
Okay, I think her power would have something to do with her mind, but I don't know what the private part of her mind, what role that would play. I have no idea. Maybe something like Jane's, except less... violent? I don't know, but whatever it is, it'll probably be with her mind.
Yeah, something to do with her mind. Catherine,
definitely.
You were saying something?
I don't think that, I can't see her, like, affecting other people that much. Because you know how she's quite, as you said, she's got a private mind. She's a private person. So I don't think her, her ability will be like Jasper's. I think it's Jasper.
Yeah.
As it will have a direct effect on other people. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I really don't know. And I haven't actually thought about it before you brought up the question. So, like, yeah. It really didn't pop into my mind when I was reading. This would be... It wasn't obvious to me what her vampiric quality would be. So, yeah.
Yeah, because if you think about it, it's actually done her really well, because Jane can't hurt her, whereas she can hurt everybody else. Edward can't read her mind, which is, you know, kind of a blessing and a curse at the same time. But also, who was it in the Volturi that has the... that catches, like, the tenor of the person's mind to track them? Oh, whoever it is, he can't...
Yeah.
Like, he can't track her either. Because it's her own private mind. So that's already quite a good quality there, I think.
Yeah. So how would that translate into being a vampiric quality? I don't know.
Maybe she could turn invisible? I don't know.
That'd be so cool.
But like, no, but you can think, because you take like her quality in human life to the next level. I don't know. Just saying, maybe, I don't know.
Well, did Esme's really change? Because Edward said Esme brought her compassion. But can her compassion love, yeah. really change? Yeah, her love. Can that really change from a human love to vampire love? That doesn't really change.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, so maybe Bella won't have a particularly pronounced quality like Edward or Jasper. Or, Alice. Yeah. Okay, do you want to move to the next question? Or does anyone else have anything?
Well, do
no,
you
I think we're good.
More than... Do you think she'll have more than one quality? Because, I mean, Edward brought his musical talent, too.
Oh, yeah. But
that's
what
true.
Is she talented
really
at?
Was her beauty.
Her beauty and her tenacity.
Yeah. So what's Bella's talent? Or talents.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe, like, her ability to have lots of people fall in love with her.
Yeah, but that was only in
She's very good at that.
That was only
That'd be really awful.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be really weird, though, because when vampires fall in love, they don't fall out of love. So Bella would have vampires. That would be so weird.
But I don't think that would happen,
but I was
maybe everyone would just like...
Oh, sorry, you
sorry.
Go.
No, I was just like, maybe everyone would just like think she's the most beautiful vampire ever or something.
I don't reckon,
because
that's a bit like Rosalie, and she's not like Rosalie.
It's a bit, it's a bit weird as a skill. But anyway.
Well, I was going to say, she's quite perceptive to... like, what other people are feeling or thinking, or just, like, she's perceptive in general. So, I don't know, to me that seems like she could sort of have a mind-reading talent like Edward's, which would, you know, kind of be according, because they're, like, soulmates and everything, and that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would make sense,
yeah.
Okay, move on to the next question.
Yeah. Okay,
sure.
The next question is, how is Charlie going to react to Bella marrying Edward? Because he did say that he wanted Bella to warn him if she ever does anything drastic. And this is pretty drastic. I mean, all that he's going to know is that she's getting married when she's 18. He doesn't even know she's going to become a vampire soon. So,
keep going.
I was going to say, even just marriage at 18 is a lot. So, how do you guys think he's going to react?
I think he's going to react badly. Mainly because he doesn't understand Bella and Edward's relationship, and because he doesn't know that Edward's a vampire, and he doesn't quite get it, and he's never really, he's liked Edward, but, like, never really kind of understood their relationship. So I think her marrying Edward is just something that he thinks wouldn't be good for her at all, because he wants her, and her mum wants her to go to college and stuff.
Well, it's not surprising, really, that he doesn't understand, because, like, I mean, he never really had the kind of relationship that Bella and Edward will be having. Like, he never really experienced the commitment that they have to each other, and as we assume that their commitment will be forever and eternal, Charlie's relationship didn't really work out like that. So he probably, as well as Bella's mum, will have a hard time trying to realise that could happen, because they never experienced themselves. They don't think it could work.
Because they got married young as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
But then they split up.
Exactly. So...
Do you guys think
Charlie's... I think he's just afraid... Sorry.
I was going to say, do you guys think Charlie's a bit jealous? Because Bella came to live with him when she never liked Forks. So she came to live with him. She spent, a year and a half with him now? He's got to be pretty protective of her. I mean, he's not going to want to give her up either.
Yeah. I don't think he'd be...
It's probably...
Sorry.
There you go.
Okay, I don't think he'd be jealous, but he'd probably be really, really sad. And yeah. Although I don't think he's going to make a big fuss out of it, because he said, just tell me and I'll be okay with it. But he's probably going to be really sad.
He'll be really upset. I mean, he's been living with his daughter for a year and a half, and he still hasn't really had a chance, because of Edward, to kind of know his daughter. Because Bella's been pretty secretive, obviously, because she's had to. But it'd be hard for him to kind of let go of something that he never really had because of Edward. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, it'd be very hard for him and very sad, very lonely.
Do you guys think Bella would tell him she's turning into a vampire? I mean, change her mind?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it'd be too
probably
risky.
Probably because more safe if he didn't know. And also...
Yeah, probably.
Although that would give some sort of explanation why she never visits him or comes back.
It'd be a... She might come back, like, 10 years later and be like, Charlie, I'm a vampire, or something like that. Because that would be more... That would be when it would be easy to explain, but certainly not before she goes away and becomes a vampire. I can't see that happening.
Okay, well, that kind of leads into the third question. How long do you guys think Breaking Dawn is going to be? And we kind of touched this in the first episode, but if we're talking about Bella coming back to, like, explain things to Charlie and Renee, how long do you think it's going to go from...
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen in Breaking Dawn. Like, I'm not sure if she's going to start it off when Bella's a vampire or
no,
what.
She won't, because Eclipse was too open-ended to suddenly go, oh, and Bella's a vampire now. That doesn't really work. I don't know. It just depends how long I reckon Bella's going to take to take control of herself. If she becomes a vampire, or when she becomes a vampire. Because it takes a few years, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So, maybe they'll just be, like, empty chapters.
Well, like we said in the first episode, maybe it will take Bella less than other vampires to
adjust.
Control
to get
herself.
Under control.
Yeah. To control her, to be able to control herself. So maybe it would just take her 2 years, 3 years. But that would still be really sad, because I really feel sorry for Charlie and Renee and all the other people, you know, all her friends and stuff. It takes that long.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big sacrifice.
It is, yeah.
Do you go on to the next question then?
Yeah, we'll go on to the next question.
Okay, the next question was, what's going to happen at Christmas? And this came to me because I remember Jacob saying that it was Valentine's Day in New Moon, but we've never seen a Christmas in the books. I was looking it up, and in New Moon it says that January 18th was the year anniversary of Bella's first day in Forks. So she came to Forks after Christmas. The first Christmas in Forks, Edward wasn't even there. And Eclipse didn't go on long enough for it to be Christmas yet. So, is that, like, a sign? Is it going to be something important at Christmas? Because I think Bella would have to be changed by Christmas. I mean, she didn't want to go past August.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be, just a reflection of that. I don't know. It could just mean it's not important. But it could mean it's really important. I don't know. Or they could have like a whole thing with Charlie like on his own and Bella's left. And
that would be so sad.
Yeah.
A really sad kind of melancholy like thing. But I don't know.
What if Jacob came over? Jacob and Billy to Charlie's house for that Christmas, and Jacob's just kind of sitting there because he knows what Bella's done already.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but Jacob ran away though.
Is he gonna come back though?
He might come back.
Yeah. He could come back.
That's like the wedding question. Is he going to come back in time for the wedding? Is he going to stay away? Poor Jacob.
Yeah. We don't know how long he's going to stay away. Because I assumed it was going to be a long time because he says something like, he wasn't the first person to have chosen this form over human form or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, you assume it's quite a while. And I would suppose that it would take, that it would take something big to bring Jacob back. But I don't know. It's just speculation.
Well, maybe he comes back when he realizes that Bella's actually gone away. I mean, if...
Yeah. But I...
If the rest of his werewolf friends know...
I don't know about Christmas. Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know. So I was going to say, if the rest of his werewolf friends know, when they phase, no matter how far away Jacob is, Jacob's going to know. So the question is, does that push him further, or does that make him come home?
I don't know.
I think that would push him further, but he will come back eventually.
Yeah, he'll probably come back eventually.
Isn't that good? It kind of leads into the next question.
Yeah, how are the werewolves going to handle Bella's transformation? Because like we said, the treaty doesn't have geographical limits. But Jacob is also quite adverse to hurting Bella in any way. But he definitely won't extend the same courtesy to Edward. But how far is he going to go to get revenge on Edward, who's caused Bella to become a vampire? Or is he even...
Well, I don't know if he'll... Yeah, I don't know if he'll actually do get... Like, he'll want to get revenge. Well, he probably want to get revenge, whether he will or not. Because Edward is what makes Bella happy, and he likes Bella. He loves Bella. Well, for the moment, anyway.
Yeah, and if she's already a vampire, there's not really much he can do then.
Yeah.
I don't think Jacob would... Sorry. I don't think Jacob would take revenge on Edward. I think if Jacob would try and do the safest thing for Bella, which would probably mean keeping away, which is really sad, but I think, you know, it's all to do with sacrifice. And Bella made the choices, which means that she pushed Jacob away.
That's true.
Very sad. Aww. A lot of sad characters in this. I mean, a lot of, I don't know, Breaking Dawn's probably going to be quite a sad book when you think of all the other characters, apart from Bella and Edward. But then, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. It could be completely different.
I bet whatever happens, it's going to be a cry fest anyway. Just, like, be sitting there reading it, going, oh my god, it's so sad, like, grabbing another tissue. Okay, so that sort of leads into the next question, too, the last question. Can werewolves turn into vampires if they're bitten? And...
I was thinking about that one, but I'll keep going.
Hey, go ahead. I was going to say, Stephanie didn't really say anything on that. Somebody asked her that, and she was like, I'm not going to comment. Because even if you're saying no, that's crazy, it's still giving you something. So, go ahead, speculate.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. I have to say no.
Me as well.
I reckon they would just die.
Really?
I don't think so either, because, I don't know, actually.
I reckon they could just die. Because they're enemies. They could turn into vampires, but I think that would be very strange.
You're flip-flopping, Catherine. But you see, werewolves are, because they have their human form and then they have their werewolf form, and unlike vampires, they change in and out.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were bitten when you were a human, does that mean you turn into a vampire?
I think
it would matter if you're bitten when you're a werewolf. Because that would make any sense.
I think if you were bitten when you were an actual werewolf, you wouldn't. You would just die or whatever.
You'd get hurt.
But if you were bitten when you're a human, it would be possible to become a vampire. But then again, you could have like a self-destruct mechanism. If you're like in the werewolf genes. I know that's making up a bit.
Self-destructive.
I don't have any evidence to support that. But you know, like... A werewolf, a person who could possibly phase into a werewolf, might have a kind of, you know,
But maybe the vampire like venom doesn't affect you if you're a werewolf. And maybe. It's just like maybe it's just poison and you die.
Yeah, maybe.
Or you get sick, depending on how badly you're bitten. But I think that's a really interesting question. And when Stephanie was asked that, she said just about not, she wasn't going to comment on any speculation about future events. No matter what the answer is. So it's not a crazy thing, but the thing is, the questions were, there's a lot of questions, so
yeah,
she could just be ignoring that one, or she could be kind of saying in this cryptic manner that it's going to happen in the next book, but I don't think so, you get what I mean. The person who asked those questions shouldn't have asked them all in one go, seriously. Because then the person might have gotten an answer, proper answer, for some of the questions that don't necessarily, that are hypothetical rather than speculation.
It's not surprising that she doesn't tell us anything about the future books, because I mean, she could spoil the books for us. I mean, a small hint could go a long way.
Yeah, she could change them too.
Couldn't it?
And if she tells us something now, and it's not set in stone, then she's just incriminated herself, and she has to use it again.
And then all the fans will go, "But you said."
Yeah, exactly.
You said.
They'll be like screaming. Right.
And as an author, she's allowed to change her mind. She can do that.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Is that the last question, or
so
are they?
Is that the last question?
Oh no. Oh yeah, it is.
It's gonna be a probably will be.
Well,
this week.
Does anyone have any other questions?
No, that's the end of the ones we had.
Okay, shall we move on to a new segment that we're gonna introduce this week or this episode? It's a favorite quote segment where we just say our favorite quote and talk a little bit about why it's our favorite quote. And this is a good segment because it's kind of audience interactive. So what we'd like you to do is send in your own favourite quotes. And so we can discuss
and why
them
they're your favourite.
Well. Yeah, and why they're your favourite quotes. But first of all, we'll kick this off with our favourite quotes. So does anyone have this
ready?
Because I have to
away.
Okay. Marzia is excused from this segment this week because
I've got mine ready.
She's
so I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. My favorite quote comes from
first.
New Moon, page 511. And it's when Edward says, "You don't believe me, do you?" he whispered, his face paler than his usual pale. I could see that even in the dim light. Why can you believe the lie but not the truth? And I said this like a zillion times on the first episode, but it's really sad. I think I'm just a masochist, but I like all the really sad parts in the books. Like when Edward comes back at the end of New Moon, when she's talking with Jacob at the end of Eclipse. Aww. Those are one of my favorite parts in the entire series. Except for Blood Type. I like that entire chapter, but this is definitely my favorite quote. And it also shows, because I identify with Bella a lot, it also shows that she still doesn't think she's worthy of Edward. When she really is, he keeps telling her that she's completely worthy of him.
Yeah,
but
she definitely is.
She's always like, "Look at me, I'm completely normal, and you're a god." And he's like, "You don't see yourself clearly either." But neither does he, and it just kind of shows that. That's my favorite quote.
Yeah, that's
a nice quote.
That's a really good quote. Catherine's going to go next, or
yeah. Well, my favorite quote is, not surprisingly, from Jacob, because he's my favourite character. And it's in Eclipse, page 599, and he says, "The clouds I can handle, but I can't fight with an eclipse." And it was, I think it was the quote I was referring to
in episode one.
Last
episode
on episode one. But yeah, it sums up his position, because previous to that, Bella says, "I used to think of you that way, you know, like the sun, my personal sun. You balanced out the clouds nicely for me. So, like, it sums up Jacob's position, and he's in the very sad position of kind of being, of having been Bella's saving grace. When Edward went away, he was there for Bella, but now Edward's back. He can't fight Bella's love for Edward, so he has to kind of take the back seat and just watch it happen, which kind of is Jacob's character, as I said before. It's just really sad.
It is. It's a good quote.
It's sad. So yeah. And I like the mention of the clouds and the eclipse and the sun and the moon. It's all very
It's poetic.
Yeah, some nice imagery there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Gerda?
My favourite quote is from Twilight, because that's my favourite book. And it's quite short and simple, but it's at the end on page 416, and Edward's talking to Bella, and he says, and they're talking about, they're just talking about after the whole incident, and he says, that's the beautiful thing about being human, he told me, things change. And I really like that, because at the end of Twilight, especially, Edward is trying to tell Bella that it's not all that great being a vampire, and he always has all these, like, he's always telling Bella that, it's probably better if she stays a human rather than turning into a vampire for him, because he's not worth it. But yeah, that's my paragraph.
Okay, so if
a bit different
any
to
of our listeners
your one.
And if any of our listeners want to send in their favourite quotes, just email us at gmail at gmail.
Just email us at twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And with your fan fiction ideas.
And you can leave a comment at
twilighttalk.podomatic.com.
And please email in with your fan fiction ideas.
Probably
because
should say that more clearly.
I've been looking and I haven't found anything this week. It's really pathetic. This week is just not a good fan fiction week for any genre or any fandom. So please email in and I'll love you forever. That's my shameless, whatever, begging.
Request
sounds better than begging.
Yes, please email. We love emails.
Please email us.
Yes.
Suggestions, comments, queries. Email us at Jerry.
I just said that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it again. If you would like to email us, please email twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com. Also, I think you can send email mail through our through Podomatic, our account on Podomatic. It has a link at the bottom of the page.
We're also on Podcast Alley. You can dig us at dig.com. You can also go to our live journal community, which is community.livejournal.com/twilighttalk.
Twilight_talk. It's Twilight underscore talk, Catherine.
Okay. I didn't realise. Shall we outro?
Wait, have we said all? Oh, shouldn't we tell something about iTunes? Because you can't subscribe directly from iTunes, but if you go through our twilighttalk.podomatic.com page, you can click on the link and it'll subscribe for you. I think we're working on putting us on iTunes properly, but you have to work that out. So, yeah.
So,
okay.
We hope you
have
enjoyed the show. And I'm Catherine.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm
Marzia. And I'm Gerda.
And we hope to see you next week.
Somebody dreams about you every single night. Somebody can't breathe. Without you, it's lonely. And somebody hopes that one day you will see. Somebody's me. That somebody's me. How did we go wrong? It was so good and now it's gone. I pray at night that our paths soon will cross, and what we had isn't lost, 'cause you're always right here in my thoughts. Somebody wants you, somebody needs you, somebody dreams about you every single night. Somebody can't breathe without you, it's lonely. Somebody hopes that someday you will see. Somebody.
Guys, did we lose Lindsay?
Oh.
I think we might have. Lindsay, you were there? She's still, I think she's still in.
Yeah, but she's not in the.
Oh no, we completely lost her. I wasn't watching. Sorry.
No, because she was talking before and it said that she wasn't online, but then she was still talking. And then I was like, oh, it must be just like acting up.
I mean, hopefully she hasn't stopped recording.
It's like another one for the bloopers.
Because she's online in the chat, but she's not.
Oh, now she's online.
Call.
On Skype.
No, we can't call her. She's gone.
What?
Oh my god.
What?
I'll try again.
Oh no, she's not in the conference call anymore.
Yeah,
call her again.
No.
Oh, there. She's connecting.
Not according to my thing.
It's connecting.
Oh,
it's connecting on my.
It's connecting, yeah, but I tried to call her just a second ago, but it failed. But, oh no.
Maybe her internet dropped out.
Are you. Maybe her internet did. I don't know why she's still online then.
But yeah, but sometimes it's delayed. Oh, it failed. Can you
No, it's not working.
Is she still on?
Can you Yeah, can you MSN her?
Yeah,
MSN her.
We're not having the best of luck today.
No.
Yeah, did drop out.
Her internet must have gone,
she,
but she's
answered,
still online.
She answered
which is
in
weird.
The chat, Skype chat.
Oh.
Oh good. Yes, keep recording. Okay, I'll call her again. Whoops.
What is it?
Nothing, it's good. I'll call her again.
Oh.
I'm calling her, okay. Oh no, Lindsay, are you there? No? Can you hear us?
It says it's working, but it's not.
Yeah.
And she can hear us.
Oh good.
Oh, she can hear you.
Talk.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's annoying.
Okay, now it's good, never mind.
Oh, yay!
Okay.
I forgot I had my thing on because my brother came in and he was like demanding why I was using his headphones.
Using your ears. Okay, so where were we up to?